For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to five of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry. A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump has renewed his threat to close the U.S. southern border, and he tweeted, Mexico should do more to return Central American migrants to their home countries after dozens were arrested crossing the border yesterday. He's also ramping up the pressure for border wall funding by threatening to once again shut down the government. Republicans are still in charge in the lame duck session. This may be their last opportunity to bring that, as well as asylum and other immigration law changes as well, to the president's desk. Alec Baldwin appeared in a New York court today.
Any comment, Mr. Baldwin? Any comment?
Both outside the court and inside, he refused to answer questions. He was arraigned on charges of assault over a parking space dispute earlier this month. Baldwin's lawyers say there's video evidence that will show the actor didn't punch anyone. Baldwin pled not guilty to assault and harassment charges. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
After a journey of 301 million miles, a Mars probe is set to land in just a few hours. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
InSight, NASA's first robotic lander designed to study the deep interior of Mars, is on course for a planned touchdown after a six-month voyage through space. Dr. Bruce Bannard, principal investigator for the InSight team, says they want to know more about the formation of planets.
Some of those planets are a little bit harsh. You know, Venus is hot enough to melt lead. Mercury has a sun-baked surface. Mars is pretty cold today, but Earth is a nice place to take a vacation.
He's back. Jerry Springer is going to be presiding over a brand new TV show. And USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Jerry Springer will be Judge Jerry, where he'll hear testimony and render verdicts before a studio audience. NBC Universal Television Distribution announcing the half-hour court program on Monday that will debut in national syndication in the fall of next year. The 74-year-old Springer is best known for the Jerry Springer Show, in which guests loudly and often violently dole out their own brand of justice over 27 seasons. Springer began his career as a lawyer in Cincinnati. The show Judge Jerry will be recorded in Connecticut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.